ومن أسنان فوق.
יש זיקה וזיקה ככנוסה. יש זיקה וזיקה ככנוסה. סמן השתיקל תגיב על לילו הקדומה, תבוא במאז באולדה פן הלוחס, תבוא עושים לדי דסוגיה. מייבי השתיקל בכלל, תבוא במבאר דסוגיה, תהב את השתיקל קלורה. מצד היחוד, we have a סוגיה, אני יותחס עמוד בייס, יש זיקה או אין זיקה. אגן זה סוגיה. יש זיקה או אין זיקה. And everyone in the Rishonim Kimat, when they go duch the sugya, they explain yes zike or ein zike. Amar atzis the rabbonon mit der reisa avada is no problem. And then we're learning a sugya by us zike keknuso or zike lav keknuso. What is these two sugyas? Want to be masbir? It's a dvorim brurim beetzer. If you have it klor take the ganze zach or the andere tzur. The sugi and Yud Chesam Mutbeis and Yud Zayin Mutbeis, yesh zike oy ein zike. The sugi means the following: a person dies, and his wife falls le yibum to the brother. So the brother needs to do yibum. Hashem gave him a yevama. Shechin skukov aymedes. This present that he got, we call it present. This yevama that he got. What is the shaykhus? What is the agidus? Hashem gave him a yevama. Er dav machin yibum. What is the shaykhus? What is the kesher? What is the relation? What is the mishpochim? What is the shaykhus to this yevama? She fell to yibum to him. So what she's to him? A wife? A mureses? A nesua? What she is? This agidus. This zike. This shaykhus that Hashem gave me a yevama. That I need to do to her yibum. What is this? What is the shaykhus that Hashem gave me? Yezike or Yezike? She's kiilu my wife. And b'meile, I'm not allowed to marry her sister. She's kiilu my wife. I'm not allowed to marry her mother. Oh, Yezike. She's not kiilu my wife. Avada is no tzad that she's mamish a wife. She has starke connections. Starke shaykhus. Starke agidus. She's not a wife. Starke agidus. Aber mit der Rabbonon, she's like a wife. Rashi calls it like arusa, like mekudeshes asa. So b'meila, I'm not allowed to marry the sister. Oy ein zike. She's not like mekudeshes. So I'm allowed to marry the sister. So we'll put it in clearer words. The sugya of your zike vein zike, the sugya is handling that shaychus, that connection, that shaychus that I have from Yibum. Vasidos. What is that shaykhus that I have from Yibum? How stark is that shaykhus? It's mamash like an ishus dike shaykhus that I have to her. Or it's not an ishus dike shaykhus. Nafkemina, I'm allowed to marry the sister. I'm not allowed to marry the sister. This is the sugya, yes zike, ein zike. Kulam mit der reise, it's not mamash like a wife. The sugya in Yudchesa Mutbei, zot Reb Shimon halt, zike ke knusa. Zike ke knusa is a andere zach. Yes zike? וזיקי כקנוסה. נוזח. ועל די יבוא מזוק די ראש הנדור עם דף עין דלת. She's oimed to get married to me. Right? And I don't have to ask her. You could do yibum בעל כוחו. Right? You don't have to ask her. You could do yibum בעל כוחו. אז אבי כלא אימד לי גוזס כי גוזוס דומי. כלא אימד לי גוזס כי גובי דומי. She's oimed to get married to me. כאילו she's already married to me. זיקו כקנוסו. כאילו I'm married to her. In the sugi before, Shmuel Shemes and Rashi, but when you say that about him, Rashi says, "Yes, ziki keruso." Why nesua? The shaykh is it's kilo a marriage that shaykh is or not? Here's the andel zach: ziki keknuso, kilo I already took it, kilo I was miyabim it, or it's not. So it's two different sugis. We'll see maybe in the hemshach sugi, we finish the sugi today, we have it close. We'll see maybe 5, 6 nafkeminas that minayve bay show the difference. The first sugya is that shaykhus that Hashem gave me, that connection. Was ist der Madrege of this connection of the Yavama? When the Yavama can't get... Lysia is a meis chutza. She has to wait for me. Other for chalitza, other for yibum. She's not available. She's tfusa. She's a tfusa. She's catch. She's chak by me. Because I'm around. If I'm not around, she's muta. That she's connected to me. Wie stark? Was ist das? How stark is that connection? How stark is that tfisa? Yes, zike or ain't zike? Our suge is noch a sach. Noch yes, zike. Zike kiknusa or zike lav kiknusa? The first nafkimine that we see a little bit is Zot de Kerenoiro, we see in the Hemshech in Yutes, he has a cheshbin and a gemore. But the Bible without the cheshbin of the gemore. What would be if the Yavam is a little kid? You say Zike Keknusa or not? The Yavam is a kid. Zokter b'shem de Galanti, Sefer Kadmoy, Matzasi b'Galanti, the Maizis also in Tesis Gonush, B'shem Rab Uzuk, could be the same, could be just the Galanti Hesech, which is Genoi. His Gornish also brings down B'shem Rab, the name. But for a cotton, you don't say Zike Keknusa? He says, why? A cotton can marry her. B.S. Cotton Lav Klum. How it could be Zike Keknusa? If the cotton comes over to her and tries to do Yibum, it doesn't catch. So how she could be Zike Keknusa? Make sense? He can't do the Yibum. How it could be Zike Keknusa? How it could be Zike Keknusa? He can't do it. But you want to say, tell us Hashem Sefer. This is Shantiruti. This is Shantiruti. But we'll go back to the first sugya. In the sugya of yes, Zike or ain't Zike, someone came to say that if it's a cotton, there's no Zike. What are the shaykhs? Hashem connected this lady to this kid. She's not allowed to get married. If ain't Ishis le cotton, Hashem's a problem. Hashem connected this lady to this kid. Mashamay, when he dies, the issues of the mess comes to his hands. So he has it, cotton, godl. We're not going because he's going to do it soon. The fact that she's tied up to him doesn't assume if yes zikah or ain't zikah. And we're saying that tied up is not a derisa of the rabbanon. Our sugi is zikah keknuso. Zog de keranoiro, zikah keknuso. We're zogin achidush. By a cotton that he can't get married to her, we don't say zikah keknuso. We'll see in the sugi of Yutes is a raya fakel. We have to miyashe. We'll see the keranoiro will have a problem how to miyashe the sugi of Yutes.
When the mitzvah
becomes
knus?
Yeah, when the mitzvah becomes knus, I say zok.
When the brother's born.
Yeah. Say, all of that, the kirnera is the cheshvin. When he comes bar mitzvah, become knus. Second afkimina. Chai ve'lavim ve'esim. There's a yevama, but she's chai ve'lavim ve'esim. You're not allowed to do yibum. It's a shalim balu konu, im balu loy konu. We say ziki k'knus or not. Chai ve'lavim ve'esim. We say Zike Keknusa or not? And the sugya before no one mentioned, and if you look good, and Daftes and Dafyud, it's Muchach, that even in Chai V'Lavim, we say Yesh Zike. But we don't say Zike Keknusa. Nachamot. So what happens Chai V'Lavim V'Es? And the sugya of Yesh Zike is Mefurish. Is Mefurish. And the sugi of Yesh Zike and Daftes and Dafyud, that Yesh Zike, what enough community if she's chayvim elavim or not? Lemay said the lady is not allowed to get married. She's a Yevama, she needs chalitza. You're right, it's not Beseder, she can't do the beer. He's a Kohen Gadol. But she needs to do Yibum, she has a problem. She needs chalitza. Yesh Zike, it's connected or it's not connected? If Yesh Zike, she's also. Ain't Zike, she's Muta. Zagin Rabbi Seinu Achroinim, but in the sugi of Zike Kiknusa, Hashem doesn't have to go to marry her. If he marries her in Baru Lekanu. So Avadu B'chai Gavna, we will not say Zike Keknusa. Again, in a few tests, we'll find the thesis that holds even in Chavelavim V'Esa, we say Zike Keknusa. Ashver thesis. We'll have to miyashir. But B'Cheshbin. So we have two nafkiminas B'Cheshbin that the Kirinoiro and the Achroinim are trying to miyashir. One nafkimina is B'Kotten. In the sugi of Yezike, we never had a handle around. Avadu Yezike. And the sugi of Zike Keknusa? Kotten sagt die Kirinoiro, B'Shem de Galanti. No, you can't say Zike Keknusa. Chavelavim V'Ese. And the Tess and the Fyudas Muchach, yes Zike, Avada. Aber Zike Keknusa, sagt the Tess is Gornish. Somewhere in your vomit. That in Chavelavim V'Ese, Avada, you don't have Zike Keknusa. But you can't say. You're going to marry her. I'll say maybe one more Nafkemine. This is really Nogia Be'etzem. We'll see in the Seif Shir and the Gemara. The maskona sa gemore and yudzayin amud beis, if you chaz a good gemore, but also the maskona, that yes zike afilu betrei achi. Gemore says, man do amar yes zike afilu betrei achi ke omar. Even though there's two brothers yes zike. Maskana so sugi bedaf yutes that zike ke knusa you say only in one brother, not in two. What is the difference? Not only that, like Moses says, umiloy shani lach, but you didn't chab that zike ke knusa doesn't go in two? Mishani lach, but you didn't chab it, so chazei poshet? And the sugi of yesh zike, the Gemara says, klor, uman do omar yesh zike, ben bechab, ben betray. I'm asking, yeah, that's how can I do? But the Gemara says, the Teretz is poshet. She has a connection, so she has to do. I'm asking, it's a chidush. But you could hear that she has to do. But Ziki Kiknusa is going to marry her. Zag the Rishaynim. To who she's going to marry? Other him, Leiram Yekamei. We'll see later, there's Behim, what is the nusach of Leiram Yekamei? We have to be in a few tests. But the chiluk in my claw. The chiluk in my claw. So nachabos. So the aside of the chiluk is, chiluk aleph, what we're saying is, twin of kiminis. Yes, Zike is what Hashem gave. Vishtar kidos. Zike kiknusa is also vishtar kidos. But it's our second shlav. Val geitzach zu sein do haknise. She's going to get married to him. Zike kiknusa. Zog the galante cotton. Zog the taste is gone. Shchai velavim v'esa. It's no Zike kiknusa. Zog maskona sagamore betul. You don't know who exactly. It's no Zike kiknusa. Because this akdome is emes, came the Ramban and the Rashbo and they asked the kasha. And this is the kasha we finished here yesterday with. But we'll see again how it's geboit and this yisoytus. Frag the Ramban and the Rashbo a gesunde kasha. We know what is Shitas Reb Shimon. Yibem ve'achar kach noilad, he could do yibem. Noilad ve'achar kach yibum, he also could do yibum. Frag the Gemara why? Zog the Gemara, Bishleim Yibim ve'achar kach noilad. Kshenoilad betzor beheter, because the second brother already took her. Aber noilad ve'achar kach yibim. When Levi was born, she didn't do yet yibum. Loim betzor beheter. Zog the Gemara, Zike keknuso. When Levi is born, she's already married to Shimon with all of the Esbeir. Those are the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Reb Shimon holds Zike keknuso. So what is mefurash in Reb Shimon lefi Rabbi Oishia is Yibim ve'achar kach noilad. Oy noilad ve'achar kach yibem. Yibem ve'achar kach noilad is poshut because mitzvah beheter because she was miyubemes. Even noilad ve'achar kach yibem, while miyab and Reuven die, she's kiknusa to Shimon. So when Levi is born, she's already married. We said about the other kashas, but she's already married to Shimon, so it's mitzvah beheter. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. You say Reb Shimon holds ziki kiknusa. Reuven Shimon and Levi and Reuven and Shimon die, and the cheshbon of Ziki Kiknusa we said is enough to do Yibum to one of them, and Reb Shimon is Mesupek. And we don't see that we do Yibum to one of them. A kasha of Reb Shimon. This is the Gemara. Frag the Ramban, he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. Maybe Reb Shimon said Ziki Kiknusa only in the first two cases. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, and Levi is born for sure. Or Reuven dies, Shimon didn't do Yibum. And Levi is born. And then Shimon did Yibum. So Lemafreya, he did a Knise. So we could say it was a Zike Kiknusa to him the whole time. So Lemafreya is Nizgale that she was Kalus to him. V'orai, he married her in the end. So when Levi is born, we say she was Zike Kiknusa the whole time. So Levi was never Metzor Be'isu. But when Reuven dies and Shimon dies, and Levi wants to do Yibum, what are you telling me? Zike Kiknusa Kiilu Shimon married Eishes Reuven. Shimon never did Yibum. Maybe Zike Kiknusa you only say if in the end he made a Knisa. This is Lashon HaRamban. Zog the Ramban. Bedino da'abel le'meimar. V'chisvir le'er Reb Shimon yezike. V'zike she'konso basoif kiknusa mishor rishon yodam ye. Aval im le'konso. Ben shemez ben shelemes lav kiknusa tam ye. As I frag the Ramban. Again, before the Teretz of the Ramban. Avada, this kasha of the Ramban never was in Daf Yud Zayin. Never. The Ramban never asked the kasha, yes, Zike, before she in the Gemara, that even if he dies, the Isur stays. Say, no, yes, Zike, only if in the end he married her. But if he never married her in the end, so the Mafrad is Zike. The Gemara says, Dafzach Mise, Aval Achor Mise Poka Zike, Kumash on Mise Zike Bechti Loi Poka. Before she Gemara, the Gemara was pushed to her, that if yes, Zike, it's also, even if the guy dies. The Ramban didn't ask, who told the Gemara? Why? If yes, Zike, Hashem gave a connection, so what if he dies or not? Other Zike Kiknusa is because he's going to take her. Frag the Rishonim, if the Yisayin of Zike Kiknusa is Hashem Soifoi, it's a glatter svara, it's a glatter understanding to say, if in the end he take took her, if in the end Taki is given Yibum, so he's taking a Zike Kiknusa. But if he never took her in the end, Mechet Teisaz Vazayla Zike Kiknusa. Doesn't the Rishayim's kasha? The Rishayim will answer, yeah, even so. While it was aimed to that, is a Zikke Keknuso. But we have a Mahalach in the Rishayim's shtel. They didn't come and ask the kasha in the Sugya before. The Rishayim never came with a question. Fragging the Rishayim, what is that on in the Sugya? Vigay does. Mechatesi a Zikke if the guy dies. No, that's not given a Shvat to the Rishayim. If Zikki Keknuso, it's only if Sigiven Aknuso. Because the Zikki Keknuso is Hashem Seifoi. But Mele Freg the Ramban and the Rashbo, maybe Zikki Keknuso is only also if in the enemy made a Knisa. And for the Rishonim, that the Gemara knew from Reb Shimon that it has to be the Zikki Keknuso even if in the enemy didn't do it. How the Gemara knew it? That Zikki Keknuso is even if in the end he didn't do a Yibu. Even if he died, zog der Ramban azay. Bedinu da vele meva svil ele avshim shi yazike vezike shi konzo besem kiknuso mishor shoyno. Aber um likonzo ben shmeiz beshloimes lav kiknuso damit. Hil ka shtey vomes a boys mishle batim shtem mis yapos. Zog der Ramban. Lo inichelu bagmor le meva rochi. Why? Shi im lo yhoyso kiknuso mishor shoyno belo yisofek. ובלוי תליה, הבל אלה זה שנוי לד ואחר כך, איפם אוכיב, כי יבומו שאין אני קורא בו בשעס נפילו, יבומו יובר יולר שיקי שסעך שיש לו בונים ועשור. זוג דה רמבן, דגמור אהד הרי. רב שימן הולץ, נוי לד ואחר כך איפם מזמותה. Why? כזיקה ככנוסה. זה דגמור עושה, זה ברזה, איפם ברובן ושימן הלוי, אין רובן ושימן די, say זיקה ככנוסה. We ask no, maybe only ביב, נוי לד ואחר כך איפם, because he made ייבם, then למפריע we say זיקה ככנוסה. Zog der Ramban, if the halacha would be that if Reuven dies and Shimon doesn't do Yibum in the end, it's not a Zikke Keknuso. So even in the case of Noilav Be'achakach Yibum, Shimon did Yibum, Levi cannot take her. Because when Levi is born, he looks on this lady, he doesn't know if she'll be also to him or mutter to him. Totally, if his brother will do Yibum, she'll be mutter to him. If his brother will not do Yibum to him, she'll be also. So he's not sure if his brother will do Yibum or not. What? I mean, the male is Nesra. You write that tomorrow when he does Yibum, he's got to Mafreya that she was Mutter, or the Bishas Maisa is given Nesra. When Azay Zog the Rashba, the Zog the Zach, the Rashba in the beginning of the Sugya, he starts at the beginning of the Gemara, Zog the Rashba, Im Kain, Ap, Shekonas the Oser, the Abel Yevom Hashem Nesra, Bishas Nefila. Chol Yevom Hashem, Nekoyer Bishas Nefila, Yevom Yevolo, Abel Yachizdach, Shishloboni Vasur. Was in der Ramban? Frag der Ritvo. He doesn't understand. Aber if he did Yibum in the end, is Gale Mirsel Mafreya from the beginning that she was a Zikki Keknuso. If is Gale Mirsel Mafreya from the beginning that she was Zikki Keknuso, she was never Neso. What? The brother Shimon has ever had to do Yibum. Shimon does Yibum. I'm Levi. Shimon was never Neso to him. So we made a frag the Ritva, what is the problem? Shimon did Yibum, his girl, she was never also to Levi, and while his girl, she was never also to Levi, the male was no Nesra. So we have to know, what's in the Machlekes, the Ramban and the Rashba mid the Ritva? As the Ramban and the Rashba Taine, that has to be that even if Shimon dies and he didn't do Yibum, is Zikke Keknuso to Shimon. Because Lo Yitzu, you have to wait that it's totally if Shimon will do Yibum or Shimon will not do Yibum, so then it's Nesra, because B'Sha'as Ma'isa, when Levi is born, he doesn't know if Shimon will do Yibum or not. And the Ritva says he doesn't understand. But L'Ma'isa, if Shimon did Yibum, Nisgale L'Mafreya, that the whole time she was Keknuso, so it was Nisgale, as he came on Nishgiven on Nesra. What is the Machlekes? So, the words. The words are, what would be if you have a Nesra Misofik? Sofik Nesra. The Ramban and the Rashba learn, Sofik Nesra, the Hainu. I'm asking it more. Today she's also. Machmas a Sofik, she's also. But if she asks the Shaila, today I'm Mutter also. Today we tell her she's also Misofik. That's a Zeichet Nesra. You write that Klapishmaya Galia, tomorrow we will find out that she was never also. So the Balabatish in Nusach is, the Metzias, now she's also. Now, the vow, she doesn't have a heter. She doesn't know if she's a Yevama or not. So Misofik, she's also now. So does Shavta Nesra? או ששב נשכנסו. ששבת נעשו או ששב נשכנסו. דרמבל דרש בלוין, בל מסופק שזו עשו ששבת נעשו. And the Ritva says no. But tomorrow you will find out that she was aimed the Yibum the whole time. And Miss Nishkenesu. The Magia and the Ritva brings down that it's the Zobah Machlekes, the Tashbetz and the Rivosh. A lady made a nether. Koinom, that she will not marry the Yavo. So a nether is a loisis of Ese. Kichol ha-yetzim b'piv yase, v'yachad dvoroi. So she can't do Yibum. Then she went to the Chochom, and the Chochom was matter the nether. Now she's muta. You say Nesra or not? Zog the Tashbetz. Rebbe Chonin brings him down and Simon Hey Ois Yud Gimel in the end of the brackets. Zog the Tashbetz. Nesra. You write that you went to the Chochom, but yesterday she was also. Zog the Rivosh Hachadosh of Simon Hey Chochom Eikir Lemafriah. Nisbar she was never Nesra. But the Tashbetz holds. Lemaisa, when she came yesterday, she wanted to do Yibum. We told her no. She got a no. You're right, today we find out that the no is a mistake, but you gotta know, does his nesra? So the Pashas, this is the machlekes. This Yavoma here. You're right, tomorrow when he does Yibum is a Zika Kiknusa. Oh, but today she gotta know. What? Shimon is mutter the whole time to do Yibum. Shimon is mutter to do Yibum. Shimon is mutter al pi aloha to do Yibum. Right, that's the attachments, right? So those are the Tashbetz in that case.
If you say Shimon is mutter, why don't you think it's mutter also?
The case of the nether is not Megat, Shimon and Levi. It's two different stories.
The same way you're saying Shimon that it's mutter tomorrow.
You're mixing two different stories. Shimon didn't make a nether. Shimon is mutter the whole time. And the Tashbetz order is Nesra.
Why?
What's the question? Those are the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz holds Nesra, the Rivosh holds is not Nesra. Like who you hold, like the Tashbetz or like the Rivosh? You hold like the Tashbetz or like the Rivosh? So the Tashbetz holds Nesra, fake the Rivosh, why? Lemafriah we find out that it's not also.
Okay, what's
no Shachas to Shimon and Levi. Let's speak after shit. Mikol Mekoyim. So those are the Machlekes. So we have a machlekes, if we have Nesra Misofek, the Tashbetz, and Mitzalech, the Ramban and the Rashba learned that this says Nesra, and the Ritva says it's not Nesra, we find out the Mafre. The Shaila, or the Vos Gate of the Machlekes. What is the Machlekes? What is the Machlekes? What is the Machlekes? So there's two ways to understand the Machlekes. The Magia and the Ritva wants to start one way, and maybe Taki will see later, Be'oimek, Ziyogirech. The Shaila is how to look in the Lemafreya. How to look in the Lemafreya. If the Pshat is, Be'etzem, from now, we look in the Lemafreya, Lemoshel, and we'll take the case of Zikik Knusa. The Rishonim learned that Be'etzem now it's no Zikik Knusa. If in the end he does a Knusa, so Nizgala that she was Oimek to a Knusa. Oh, but yesterday, she was not Zikik Knusa. So yesterday, she was a Nesra. You see, good. The Ritva is Cholik of them. Zag the Ritva, it's Punk Fakert. She's a Zikik Knusa. If he doesn't do Yibum in the end, it stops. You see, good. This is one way to Hezbah. That the Rishonim learned, as is Mashmah, that the Heter is not Chal now. She's not Mutter now. Later will be the Mafreya, will be a Nuch Alois Le Mafreya, that she's Mutter. Mikan Velahava Le Mafreya. Like the Chochem is Eker HaNeder, Mikal Ve'le'aba Le'mafreya. But Demos Nishgiben HaZikik Knusa. If Demos Nishgiben HaZikik Knusa, so Demos is Nesra. Demos is Nesra. If Demos is Nesra, so maybe it's not Zikik Knusa. It's not Zikik Knusa. Maybe if it's not Zikik Knusa, so maybe it's Nesra. מה שאין כן, דור הזו ראשונים לא, די, בעצם נאו זה חלוי סתר. נאו זה חלוי סתר. אבל if it doesn't happen in the end, חוכר מייקר למפריע לגמרי. זה למפריע נשגבי לנדר. אנו זו גנה אנדר הנוסח. זאת אומרת, זה מחלק את הנגדורים פה נעשר. זה מחלק את הנגדורים פה נעשר. את הראשונים לא נעשרו, חלש נעשו. כל יבומו שאין אני קויר בו בשעס מפילו יבומו יובו יולר, אסור. למפרע, סדיו יבומו. We told that she's given a shayna nikoir bo b'shas nefilu yivom a yovel leo. It's gal a mirza le mafreya. Lo yo yovel a nivro. She's yo yivom a shayna nikoir bo b'shas nefilu yivom a yovel leo. So le mafreya, she's yo agut a yivom a. If le mafreya, she's yo agut a yivom a. So mela, we don't have a problem. Ma she'enken, this is the ritva. This is the trivosh. The Rashba and the Ramban. That they learned that sidoa nesro. They learned that sidnishken darchi noyam. It's not noyam. Yes, no. Yesterday she came to ask a shayla. They told her yes or no. They told her no. Now they say yes, nishken noyam. Belomdes lemafreya. What's a belomdes lemafreya? Darchi noyam is, you ask the verse, is yon noyam or nish noyam? Si bakvem or nish bakvem? Is gishmak or not gishmak? You ask someone, is yon gishmak or nish gishmak? Noyam is a metzias. It's nice or it's not nice? If it's not nice, it's not nice. No, belomdes it's nice. Belomdes I was muta. No, belomdes you were muta. About this, nishta zei poshet. It's a meiri and daf base and a melo aroyim and daf yud base. Can I see a very shiny melo aroyim and daf yud base and a meiri and daf base? The meiri and daf base says, "What a bee! We know that a bitoy patters the tzor, right? Person dies and one of his wives is a erve, so she patters the tzor. But if she's an ironis, so the man da'omar that the ironis doesn't patter the tzor. So your brother died; he was married to your daughter and to a nochris, so she's patur meibu." After a couple of years, they found out that the daughter is an islandist. So if she's an islandist, she doesn't part of the Torah. So now the Torah needs to be misyadim. It's come out before she all the Rishonim that Takashi needs to do Yibu. Zog the Meiri, but was Nesfa. For 4 years, people thought that the Torah is part of the Yibu. So they thought that she was also. You're right, we found out, here's Mamash Mafreya. We found out that she was never Torah Selva. We found out that the Bitter was never married. It was a Mekachtois, it was an islandist. She was never married to my... אבל זאת דרית, זאת דמאירי, זאת דמלורוי, maybe we'll say Nesra. Maybe we'll say Nesra. What? He doesn't explain why. אבל it's only as דרכי נויים. Here you can't see Lomdus, it's מכאן ולאבא למפריע. תוך נמצא איילוניס. She was never married to my brother. אבל for 4 years you thought she's a הרבה. So the מלורוי is a big אריכס back and forth and that good base. So that's the suffix. רבל חונן, it's כדאי to see רבל חונן in קויבת צהורס, אבל חולן אין קייב את צהורס and hey, אויס יד גימל אין סוף he brings down the tashbets חסטן, they didn't bring down the צהרשבו אין ריטבו ביוס, רמבן, זה חישוינים he found the tashbets אבל חולן, קייב את צהורס, hey, יד גימל he says, he found the tashbets השתית in tashbets, that even if the חוכם מזויקר is הנדר, is נעשרו and he says, aye, the חוכם מזויקר למפרע the Torah says, but while then we thought that it's also see, hey, נעשרו But then we told that it's also Sihais Nesra. Zog Rebel Chonon, he has a kash. It's a often a gemore in Nishtaze. It's a often a gemore in Nishtaze. The gemore in Dav Kuftes, that we saw it be'etzem, in Tchesam Udalef. The gemore says, if a person is married to a ktana, and her sister falls le'ibum, oim rim lo'i temayem, and he could marry the sister. The Mishnah Kuftes. If a person is married to a lady and the sister falls le'ibum, if she's ktano, oim rim lo'i temayim, we tell her to be memayim, and then he can marry the sister. As I said, oim lo'i temayim, and he can marry the sister. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, tamti na chetagdil, teitza lezim mishumach yisisha. Aye, before she was memayim, you couldn't do yibum. You right, now you're such nesra. You're right. Miyun is oikir lemafreya. Shaitin ala rishonim, because miyun is oikir lemafreya. So what if miyun is oikir lemafreya? What? I mean, as I frank Rebel Chonon. L'ray that miyun is oikir lemafreya, aber b'shas nefile, what happened b'shas nefile? I had a wife, she patted the sister falls the yibum, I can't do yibum. They tell me, tell your wife to be memayin, she'll leave, maybe she was never married to you, as is a krashi. I'm late memayin, oikir lemafreya, Rashi Yudches and Mudalet brings it down. It's not Rabban Gamliel Loimer. 10 lines in the bottom. Shnei Achim Nesuim Shnei Achis. Achas Gdoilo Ve Achas Ktano. Ve Meiz Bailo Shnei Gdoilo. Melamni Mesaktano Le Maen Be Bailo. Ve Laker Nesueo. Kedei Le Yabem Mezusha Zikosu Shazu Chavua. They tell him to be Memaen. Memele, you can marry the Gdoilo. Aber Beshaz Nefila was Nesro. The Torah says it's Oikir Le Mavrea. So steht klar in der Gemara, that when you have a Nesro, and you find out, Lamafreya, the Loi Hoya Veloi Nivro, it's nicht kein Nesro. Er fragt auf der Tashbetz, and we're asking now, it's an Anderan und der Ramban und der Rashba, now I'll sue you. So, the Magia and the Ritvo, in the back, he has Miluim, sind auf der Gracie in Yonim. And there he has a lange Simon, he wants the Mechalik, the Rabon and the Reise, it's Chidushi. He says it. And could be, you could say, it's Chalitza, and it's Darchinoyam, and the Rabonon, can't say. Rebel Cholon Frank. And say, as they all know, it's a bracket. Rebel Cholon gave it to Oretz. He found an interesting Tashbetz. Kilo for sure, loy hoi veloi nivro, the Tashbetz is emes. Havad the Chochem oikir le mafreya. Aber as that Tashbetz, he has a gemore against the Tashbetz. We're learning now, it's a Ramban, and Rashba, and Arsugye. So it's interesting, Meiri, and that you'd be, based, B'shem Yish Meforshim, Amaloa Roim, a ganz shita, as you do as a Nesro. And Rebel Cholon has a kashi. All of these shitas, it's against the gemore, and that kuftas. Rashi bring it before. Rishon and Edmund bring this Gemara. Melamdi Moshe Suleiman. Rabbi Gamliel Leiber tamti not shetagdi. What? What does it mean? The shal is Nesro, not Nesro. It's not Nagia. This chelik is not Nagia. We have a shal if Nesro betoes is a Nesro or not. This is the noise. A Nesro that later lemafreya you oikir. Don't call it Nesro betoes. Miud is also only oikir lemafreya. It's not a toes. Miud is oikir. Reb Chaim said his whole terem mikam v'lav lemafreya and miud. You mean you oikir the nisuin lemafreya? One of them state that is no Nesro. We understand. Lemafreya was no Nesro. It's very gishmak. But if we shtel and we say because Dar Chinoya, or because it's mikam v'lav lemafreya, it is your Nesro. Not in the Ramban and the Rashba. It's one more chelik though, and I want to ask a kasha. It's a shtickle tifer, but I don't know a klore teretz on the kasha. It's in the same Indian, but I think if someone chaps the teretz on this kasha, this is the answer and the hope of we're trying to understand here for the last couple of days of this. I want to explain the kasha. The Ramban and the Rashba stole by us the kasha. Who told us that if the guy dies and he doesn't do yibum, is we say zikke keklusa. Zog the Rishonim, because if it's totally if he did yibum in the end or not, and if he didn't do yibum in the end, it doesn't happen. So even if he does yibum, it has to be also as nesro. And while Reb Shimon said klo that noilad v'acharkech yibum is mutar, is a right that even if he doesn't do yibum, it's already chal chalois zikke keklusa. This was the Rishonim. The Rashbo by us and the Ramban by us. The Rashbo repeats the same shtickle in the next Dibur HaMasri. He asks the kasha that we asked yesterday and 2 days ago. It's like the Rashba, he doesn't understand. When two brothers are living, it's a ziki kiknusa to both. One does yibum, he pushes off the other one. But if the guy dies, you can't push him off. It's like the Rashba, you saw it, yeah. When a guy dies, you can't push him off. It's like the Rashba, kum tois, kshu chai koi lo yechod, kshu mes fu shove sheva, asvorat chuko. Say that, the Gemara says, tashu you saw it. When he's chai, you could push him off. When he's a mess, you cannot push him off. Sidor Azar Yisoyed. Zog the Rashbo, but it's a chidush. We explain it, Teres, about what he didn't want. But Chai, you could take off, Meis, you can't take off. Zog the Rashbo, but who told the Gemara to say such a svara? Vim toima, minonu, zo svara rechoiko. Zo shayim rime moshol, Chai koi leyechot, kshu Meis koi lesheva, and if you test, the first trickle. Yeshlo imar. Zog the Rashbo, the Gemara knew that when someone dies, the zikah doesn't go off. You know what is the raya? Yeshloimar. Mishum de svirele de loisei mehochi. And when someone dies, if you would not say like this, when someone dies, you can't push it off. So I have the same kasha I asked before. So every time, why is not Nesro? Maybe he will die. Maybe he will die. So even if he does yibum, why Reb Shimon is matir? I is Nesro. Maybe he will die. The Talmud was the Shaychis. I'm asking. No, we said before. Who told the Gemara that when he dies it doesn't go off? The Talmud says because if it goes off when he dies, maybe he will die. Now the Rashba asked a different kasha. But maybe even if Yenem Daket it has it, but if I do yibum, I flip it over to me. Zog the Rashba, no, the Gemara knows that when Yenem is dead, it stays by him. Because if you have to have kekonas. So every time you don't know if he will do konas or not. The shayla is, this was before, you said it before. Now you're asking a different kasha. You write that a person doesn't have to do yibum to have a konas. Even if he dies, he has a zikah keknusa. But if the other person takes, he takes over. And the Rashba repeats the same shtikel teire from our sugya, he says there. יש לאימר, אלוהיסי מאוחי, נוכל לפני שתיים ולאימו ומייסו, תאסיר לזה שנוי לאב, שר אלוהימו וכבר מייסו ואין ראויים להיכנס, ואפילו שורי לכת כסיב נלאל. What are the שייכס? Before he said a different שייכס. Maybe Zike Kiknusa is only if he did Yibum. Even if he didn't do Yibum, has to be that it's Mutar, because if you have to have Yibum, Alamal it's Osir. Now he's asking Beseder, I'm asking, even if he doesn't do Yibum, Zike Kiknusa, but I'm asking you a different Shaila. Maybe if the other brother comes after it, he could take over the Zike Kiknusa, like he could take over Mechaim. And I'll explain. Now we said that Zike Kiknusa starts Mechaim. Right? Can't be that it starts later, it starts right away. Because if it starts later, it's an Esel. Even if it starts right away, if the other brother wants, he could come and take it over. Frank the Rashban himself, if it's a Yisrael that you could take over, why a dead person you can't take over? Is that all different to Santa Svoris, we said. And like it was not Svoris. He didn't want, Mechaim, he didn't want, he loses. La'achar Misri, he doesn't lose. So who told the Gemara, Amot Nezach, after Misri, you can't take away? Frank the Rashban, if you could take away, I asked you before. So why you have to, so if you have to have Ziki Kiknusa, what are the Shaykhs? Before we discussed, you need to have the Knusa, you don't need to have the Knusa. He said, you don't need to have the Knusa. Because if you need to do the Knusa, the veil is Nesel. Now he's asking the Seder, you don't need the Knusa. But the Shaykhs, when the other person dies, he has it. But maybe I could take over, like I could take over Mechaim. And the Rashba repeats over again the same terrors, what he said by us. And this needs a Hezma, what the Rashba means. Does that in a veinik? Shtei don't mepsay yisoyt. I don't know what, but shtei in the Rashba, the word I could say, it's like nochamal, that's what I've arbeten, so that I'm leaving open. Shtei in the Rashba, that he didn't stam mechadish that Zikik Knusa starts. It starts in such a way, it's two ways to look at it. Either do you have to have kekonas, or you don't have to have kekonas. If you don't have to have kekonas, so it's already dear, and this is the reason when he's dead, it doesn't go away. He was mamish mechadish, that it's mamish chal so wide that you can't take it away. I don't know why. But you know, if you could take it away, so it's... Epis is missing here. Stay there in the Rashba, you know, you say that it's chal... I say, no, come on. Without being genoi, what's the Rashba meant? Let me mamshich the Gemara a minute. Zog the Gemara... So the Gemara has a kash. Come with Sipa Melech. Because we see here in the Gemara, we see again the Yisraelis that we started to speak about. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, Reb Shimon hol Zikik Eknuso, so why Reuven and Shimon die? Levi has to do Yibum to one of Misofik Yibum and Chalitza. If Zikik Eknuso is enough to do Yibum to one, this was the Gemara's kasha. So let me send the Gemara in New Testament Aleph. V'chi teime midei reisa ochenami de miyabem chode umifterei chode. When Reuven and Shimon die, Levar Zikik Eknuso, it's enough to do Yibum to one of them. And why Reb Shimon was misupek midrabonon hu deosur gzeiro shemoyimru beiz yevom esabois mishnebatim chodem meyabem veidach miftere beloy klu. This gemara is a medrash pliya. It's a medrash pliya. The gemara is asking a zakash. Lefi Reb Shimon, when Reuven and Shimon die, do yibum to one. Why Reb Shimon said do yibum to one and chalitza to one? Because ziki kiknuso, Reuven dies, becomes Shimon. You only have to do one. So the Gemara, you know what? Mid Rais, it's enough to do one. Mid Rabbanon is a gzeir. That if you'll do one, people will think that it's enough to do one. What is the problem? Let people think that it's enough to do one. It's taki, every time it's enough to do one. Every time in the world, when Reuven and Shimon die, it's enough to do Yibum to one. Why not? No, Reuven dies, Shimon dies. Reb Shimon said, one needs Yibum, one needs Chalitza. Frank the Gemara, when the Omer Zikik Knusa, Reuven dies, she belongs to Shimon, it's enough to do Yibum to one. Why Reb Shimon said two? Frank Gemara, you know what? With the rice, it's enough to do to one. Reb Shimon had a Gzeira de Rabbono. What is the Gzeira de Rabbono? People will think that two Yevomers from two different places is enough to marry one. It's not enough. Because Zikik Knusa is enough to marry one. What? I mean, that's the Pele and the Gemara. Went Rashi and said, Amotne Teretz. All the Rishonim Atomei and Rashi, how Rashi said such a Teretz. Zogt Rashi, Gzeire, Shomu Yoyim Rushle Yevom Esaboez Mishle Batim. What is the Gzeire? Does it aloch? When Reuven dies and Shimon dies, you do even to one. In the case, Shenoflu Bevas Achaz Betzimtzum, the Lekel Meim Asher Rishonim Ahuski Kolebal Ashniyo, Vosi Lemeim Anami, that is Yabem Cham, Betipot Aridoch. Zogt Rashi, a Teretz Mamesh Rochik Meoid, if they die together, Gzeira de Rabbanon for such a case? No. Aber wenn, ich habe schon eine Zahn zu. The whole sugya later, Efshal Letzamtzim, Efshal Letzamtzim, Rabbi Yisai Aglili, or Rashi, if I guess him from the house. So Gzer, Bifnei, the Gemara will say, Rabbi Shimon Sabar Ki Rabbi Yisai, Efshal Letzamtzim, Efshal, Adoi Chak Dike Teret, Zay Shah Achroim, different Tirutzim, Chubim Shigin Arai, Ashver Rashi. Tesis comes with a Poshte idea. Lam is a good Tesis. And here we'll see how you take out from such a Poshte Tesis, Avon and the Sugya. Pirish Bekundres, Shenofa Bevasaras, Ki Rabbi Yisai Aglili, Dama Efshal Letzamtzim. So the Achronim say, Rashi never said the words Rabbi Yisai Aglili. Rashi said on Rabbi Yisai Aglili. I don't know how Efshal Letzamtzim. But the Gemara later says Rabbi Yisai Aglili. Now we're in the Zogbishkin Rabbi Yisai Aglili. If we have time, we'll say a Hezra. The Gemara didn't say Rabbi Yisai Aglili. But Rashi says maybe they fell together. Oid Yeshloima. Look good, what is the second Teretz of Tesis? Kegoin, Sharishoino hi erve le'ochi v'asheni shemez sheloi hoysa skuka loi klav. What is the Teretz of Tesis? ועוד יש לוימה, כגון שהראשון הוא ערב על האוכל והשני שמס, שלא הויסה לא יזכו כל כלל. למה פביר and try to understand what is taking place as a third? Again, רובן השם and die, lady has to do yibum and chalitza. And the shayla is why? It's enough to do to one. Exeir the rabbanon. What is exeir the rabbanon? Every time in the world, when רובן השם and die, you do only one. So Rashi said, when רובן השם and die, בבסחס, it's all zikik ignus, so you need to do two. Tesis are the different terrors. What is the terrors of Tesis? Reuven was married Shimon's daughter. So when Reuven died, was no zikik knusa to Shimon. So Levi needed to do Yibu. Now Shimon dies, so Levi again needs to do Yibu. So Levi needs to do Yibu as Eishes Reuven and as Eishes Shimon. So Mele, people remember, every time when Reuven Shimon dies, remember you do what? So people get mixed up. So Mele, the Rabbanon they said that even in the case of Reuven and Shimon, Astam marry Nochrius, and Be'etzim it's enough to marry one, do Chalitza. So this is Tesis Teretz. So Nochamo. The Gemara wants to say, Be'etzim and Reuven and Shimon die, Azike Kiknuso, Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon, and you do one Yibum. Why Reb Shimon said he need to do Chalitza? He said it mid Rabbonon, Gzeire. What is the Gzeire? Every time in the world, this will be the Aloche. Rashi says, Bevasachas. Tesis, I have a Poshtecha. Reuven is married the daughter of Shimon, so Eishes Reuven is the Erva and Shimon. So the Mele is no Zike Kiknusa to Shimon. So now when Shimon dies, so Eishes Reuven was not Knusa to Shimon, so Levi needs to do Yibum. Shimon dies, again, his wife needs to do Yibum. So Mele, you have to do Yibum to both. The Mele, people will get used to that they do Yibum to one, does it exeger the Rabbana. Klo? Poshet? Let's look at the Tintz. Frek the world, dachte ich, ob noch ihm gefragt, ob schon andere, aber frek mein gut. Why Tesis had to say that the wife of Reuven is a Erva and Shimon? Even if she's a Chai Velavim and Shimon, you can't say Zikir Keknusa to Shimon. Because he's not allowed to do a beer to her. She could be Stana Chai Velavim. Forget about the Shimon. V'yeshleimar, hey, Reuven is married to a mamzeres. So b'meil is no ziki kiknuso. So now when Shimon dies, you need to do Yibum to both. Why I have to say, chetimtze, eishes Reuven was an erve and eishes Shimon. Some people that don't know cheshbonos get mixed up in the tesis. Say poshut, v'yeshleimar, eishes Reuven is a chai v'lavim. So it's no ziki kiknuso, the chai v'lavim. She's mamzer on the scene, she's a one of the chai v'lavim. Zog the world state in tesis that chai v'lavim is your ziki kiknuso. Even that you cannot marry him. We started saying in the beginning of Shir, the second of Kemine. We said that the Tesis Golnish Zogt, that Chai V'Lavim, you don't say Zikir Keknuso. Zogt the Welt in this Tesis state, that you say your Chai V'Lavim Zikir Keknuso. Even Chai V'Lavim Be'ese. Only in Arayas you don't say Zikir Keknuso. Although if she falls to Yibum to Shimon, even if Shimon is not allowed to do the beer, because on them, Okimte, and I'll explain to you. Don't think it's Tama Okimte. The wider the chetimtze is, the gzere areinsetz much gishmaker. It's not like I'm asking you could say better. It's a gzere the rabbana. So to find one chetimtze is shwach, like we said in Rashi. This is the apostle. Every chai v'lavim is a list of chai v'lavim. If Reuven is married to chai v'lavim, or she's chai v'lavim and Reuven, or you have a case, Shimon is a kohen gadol, he's a kohen edyot, she's a almona. It's hundreds of chetimtzes. And Tesis, no. All of these chetimtzes will be a zikik knusa. So we said, the svara that Tesis go nishtak is zok, and in zikik knusa you don't say it. Alam mikol bukim, and Tesis is muchach. Lo mimamshach di gemore. Sagen die Gemara, wo teine der Rebschimen mischu maima veloi maima. If you see Rebschimen inside, he didn't say mitzad this gzere that we made up for Rebschimen. The tani omar lehem Rebschimen lechachomim im ha'amori shal sheni maima, eish sheni u boyel, im ha'amori shal sheni eine maima, eish srishin u boyel. So Rebschimen said klo, because tani made a gzere als maima. Not because he made a gzere der Rabbon. Omar lehabaye veloishoni loch ben zikas yovam echod, lezikas shne yevomim, דיל מקי אומר רב שמעון זיקי ככנוס אדומי ביובם אחד אבל בשתי יבומים לא דוס אל מסקון הסגמורה So this is the second thing that we mentioned that מסקון הסגמורה אומר לאבאיה that the יסוד of רב שמעון זיקי ככנוס is only in one יובם and two יבומים we don't say זיקי ככנוס and we said in the sugi of יש זיקי as מפורש that there's no difference one to two and here אבאיה tells me לשוני לוח you don't understand that there's a difference יובם אחד ושתי יבומים And the chilik is like we arranged that in the beginning that we said that in two yevamim taker you can't say. Lo Rashi explains pshat. Lo mizad b'lashen es Rashi. We get to the hemshach teisarosh. So Rashi be yevam echot. Vin masnisin da b'shli yachim v'chimei schayet skukul hay v'ram yealei v'ram yealei hilkach aval pishloi konsoad shenoylad havel ikiyibul masayf noylad even since he given knisa till the end aber it's kilu he did yibul. אבל בשתי יבומים, כי גוין הלוך בשלושו, אחי דפו של יתראי ולא היא, תק אז ניש. So Rashi says, what is the mile of אחד אח? דרם יקמי, דרם יעלי. So עבד, and the sugi of יש זיקה, the מסקון is נשת הזה. The sugi of יש זיקה is no difference תק. מה שאין אין זיקה ככנוס is because דרם יעלי. פרק דגמור הקשה ויתר, ומי שוני לרב שימן, נגמור את שוואי תשלוג רבו אישיה. Rabbi Yishir holds that benoilad ve'achar kach yibem val zike keknuso b'meila you could do yibum. Only in two you can't do it because there's no zike keknuso. But in one you could do it. Frag de gemore u'mishoni le Rabbi Shimon v'otanye klal omar Rabbi Shimon kol she'alei de kodemes lanesuim lo yicholetzes v'lo yimisyabelet. Why? Because it's nesro. Nesuim kodim leleido o yicholetzes o yimisyabelet. So the Gemara, my love be yovam echot. V'ktoni lo yicholetzes v'lo yimisyabemes. So we don't say zikik knusa that takes care of it. We say that l'mai says nesro. So the Gemara, lo yishnei yevomim. So the Gemara, aval be yovam echot, my ochenami lo yicholetzes v'lo yimisyabemes. Yochei adetoni nesuim koinim leleido yicholetzes v'lo yimisyabemes. Liflik v'litne v'didei. V'meidu amurim b'shtei yevomim. Aval be yovam echot, lo yicholetzes v'lo yimisyabemes. So the Gemara, kulo b'shtei yevomim, k'mayr. So this thing more is kash. So be'etzem, zog the teisarosh, so be'etzem we shlok rabo ishiya. We shlok rabo ishiya. Because we said we have a braise, that in braise state, nesuim koidmim, choyletzes oem isyabemes, leide koidemes, eine choyletzes oem isyabemes. And you try to answer that the braise is talking in two, and I told you it can't be because it's a klal. Klal is mashma every time. So zog the teisarosh, all the rishonim, be'etzem we have to stop here. Abgeschlagt, Rabbi Ishiya. Rabbi Ishiya said that if even benoilad b'achar kech yibim. Kaziki keknuso, kiilu she's married, in b'raise shtet nishta zei, ima nesuim kaidim laleido, choyletzes misyabemes, ima leido kodemes, lo yicholetzes v'lo misyabemes. And what, you try to answer, that we're talking in two brothers, so what is the klal? Abgeschlagt. So teisarosh, again, rishonim. So teisarosh, so what is v'oit, Moisiv? Noch a kasha, she gishlokt. It's not enough one. Zog the Teisarosh, it's time here, one line he says. But in this line, he takes it as a hezmer in the sugya. Zog the Teisarosh has a. Be'etzim the kasha is not a real kasha. Vo shteit in the klal. Kol she anesuim koidmim, choylet se soim isyabemes. Halei de koidemes? Leim isyabemes ve leim choylet se. If it's ziki keknuso to one brother, so every time it's a nesuim koidmim, it's kilu she's married. So maybe it's not a stira to the braise. Don't say it's a nesuim koidmim. If it's one brother, it's ziki keknuso, so every time it's a nesuim koidmim. So this is what the braise is saying, a klal. If a nesuim koidmim choletzes v'lei misyabemes, im aleide kodemes, choletzes ein choletzes. But when it's one brother, don't say it's nesuim koidmim. Ziki keknuso. So the Braise doesn't want to go into 201. The Braise says a klal. What is the klal of the Braise? The Braise says, Anesuim koidmim, choyletzes oem isyabemes. אין הנישואים קודמים, לא יכול להיות להם מסיימנס. You're right. The Gemara asked the Kasha, "Mon of Shabbat, two, but by one, why the Brisa didn't say by one? Chilets say Misya Bemes, even if I lay the Kedemes." That's like Tesarosh. The Oid Moisiv. So, Lav Pirchi Kulehai. The Chad Yavam Le Reb Shimon. Have a nesuim koyd mim la leide. Keim in de zike ke knusse domi. So starke le shenis na teis arosh. Dan lefi raboi shiye, bechad ache, dos is nesuim koyd mim la leide. So you can't ask a kashe, ah, lefi raboi shiye, you have a case, if leide kodemes, that you could do yibum. Se nishta ze. Ama mikol mokoyim, zog di gemara weiter. Ve oid moisiv raboi shiye, so this is what Teisa says, men retav raboi shiye. But Rabbi Oishiyah is asking a kasha on himself. So the taste is before it's Rabbi Oishiyah, and here it's Rabbi Oishiyah. This is Rabbi Oishiyah, more from the time of Tchilas HaMeroim, Sefer HaTanoim, and this is Rabbi Oishiyah. On them is the same person asking on himself. This is what the taste doesn't say, Mikan, Zaman Nazach. Taste is here, Kilo, Mishuman, and our very Shayim, it says. Taste doesn't say the kasha. Taste says, Mikan Muchach, that is two Rabbi Oishiyahs. What is Mikan Muchach? This means to say, but Furir is given another Rabbi Oishiyah. And now it's another Rabbi Oishiyah. Rabbi Oishiyah is asking a kasha on Rabbi Oishiyah. So it says, we can't move it, it's like two Rabbi Oishiyahs. So it says, it doesn't speak it out. Gimel Achim, Shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achyas, o isho vebito, o isho vebas bito, o isho vebas bno. Arei lucholtzes veloim misiabos. So Rashi learns the sugi in the beginning, that was three brothers. The first two, everyone has four wives. Isha ve-bito, Isha ve-achoiso, Isha ve-imo. Not oi-oi. Rashi is masked with the Gemara in the beginning, Alibid HaRoved, and this was the Echatimtze. That four dainu, the first one married Isha, second one bito. The first one married one, the second one married the achois. The other one married, and everyone had four wives. So now it dies. So, now both of them died. Choltzus v'lein me-yabnes. V'Rab Shimon Poito. We'll stop here. Ich bete, ich zu sehen, in der Sugie, Sigur der Rashi, ist am Arsho, Teis Yeshonim, Teis Yisharosh hier, in der Avone der Sugie, das ist Hashem. Ja, ja, so mal. Ja, 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 ja